97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Brad and Ben in the studio. Of course, they do the podcast Sports Meets Beer, which you can find on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter, and they've got special holiday stuff coming up, and you should check it out. It's another Beer 30 with a new beer in studio. Today, what do we have?
Well, today we are drinking a beer from Drake's Brewing Company. If you follow the show, many people have stopped me on the street to talk about it.
Yeah,
but we did one from them called Forging Raccoon that was awesome.
Yes,
this is their Winter Warmer, and this is a 2016 beer. So this is something that we've talked before briefly about resting beers and aging beers. So this is this is a 2016 beer, and these Winter Warmers are so gentle and easy to rest, and this one especially because it's for lack of a better phrase, it's a spiced ale.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are someone who really digs the seasonality of the spice and the aromas, everything that the holidays generally bring, this beer is a good one for you to try. You run into a problem where you have such unique spices and flavors and things that sometimes you can't drink a full beer of it. We've said it before where it's good, but I wouldn't order a pint of it at a restaurant. This is one of the exceptions. This beer is the spice and the flavors in this thing are pretty dynamic. For the appearance of it, if you walk through the AATMF, I mean, this is a it's filtered, but it's still pretty hazy and cloudy, and it's got a really nice like sugary brown look to it, almost like a dark caramel.
Yes.
And then the head retention is awesome. That's also a real light shade of like a mocha color, but you go through and you get out of the aroma, you get, as Brad had mentioned when we first cracked this open, you get some banana spice out of it, and you get a little bit of that allspice. And you kind of go in, and usually that banana clove smell comes from, it's a Bavarian style of beer. It's generally a Bavarian Hef. So it's interesting to see something so dark in color yet have the aroma of something that's much lighter and mm-hmm. usually a different summer, like a summer seasonal. So I'm already intrigued just by having that difference right there.
Yeah, it's pretty complex for sure.
I'm interested to know, they say on the bottle it's an especially aromatic yeast strain.
Right.
I think in this particular case, it's not nearly as desirable. Like just how muted some of the spice is in this, how like the sweetness of whatever the yeast strain is, like really opens you up in the beginning. The muted spices throughout, they're there, but this is not like some of the other spiced ales that we've had both on the show and on the podcast. And then the finish for this, the caramel and the sugar, it's like just borderline being toasted too far that really makes this from being an overly sweet beer.
Right.
There is like a charred note to this that I do like.
You get that very close to that burnt flavor. I feel like it really, really magnifies what you had beforehand. Really, really, like for some reason, it just brings out the flavors you had prior to that. And then to me, it finishes super clean. I'm not a huge fan of spiced beers. Just not. But this is actually, it's such a subtlety. I really like it.
Yeah, I agree. Mr. Wright, what you say?
I feel like all the spiced wintry beers I've had so far, I'm 50-50 on all of them, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And this one, I love the smell and the banana and all that smells really good. And I like the first taste. There's something about the finish and the end of it I don't like. I don't know exactly what that is.
Right.
If it's, I don't know, like an aftertaste almost. And I don't know exactly what it is I'm getting. And
you know what? Someone whose palate is as advanced as yours. It's one of those things where a lot of times it's, I always find that when there's, depending on what kind of spices they're using, a lot of times because it's in such mass quantities, they have to use artificial flavoring.
Hmm.
And a lot of times when you have like an off taste at the end, it's due because it's an artificial flavor versus. Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. So, I don't know. It's not enough to turn me off from it. I like it. But it's definitely noticeable compared to other ones we've had.
So the problem with that is it's going to make you drink it faster because you want to get back to that first taste.
Right.
The next thing you know,
that's
you're two bottles in.
I'm almost done. So there you go. Yeah. You're right.
So that sounds like a thumb sideways to me.
Yeah. Okay, so 10 o'clock. Like almost up.
Gotcha.
Three-quarter thumb.
Yeah, three-quarter thumb. There you go.
Love the three-quarter thumb.
Into a second knuckle. That's,
No. Yeah.
I'm thumbs up for this as well. I'm with you, Ben.
Yeah, this is something that you, I would bring this to a party and like, it's one of those things like, hey, if you're going to try if you're not an IPA drinker, this is probably something that's going to appeal to you. So I think this is a great beer.
So Drake's Brewing, Jolly Roger, we've given the reviews. You can check it out online at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30, and their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on iTunes and Google Play, and they're on all the social medias. Brad and Ben, thanks for being back in the studio.
And don't forget, we've got a holiday special coming out on Sports Meets Beer. Check it out on the Facebook page. We're going to upload some videos and have some laughter.
Videos, too.
The deep-fried holiday extravaganza.
Deep-fried and double-wide.